Thank you. So we're going to start out in Luke chapter 6,
Are you sure it's Luke?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. See, it's on the, oh, boom.
Wow.
Just like that. Yeah, it's 43 through 45. Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia, can you?
No. Cassie, can you please read that?
For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. Men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of his heart his mouth speaks.
All right, so this is a metaphor. Everybody know what a metaphor is? Right? Everybody knows metaphor. So there's a metaphor, and it's talking about trees, right? And what, in this metaphor, who are the trees?
Men?
People?
Yeah.
Huh?
Human beings.
Human beings. You are both correct. You both answer the same, but you're both correct. So they are people, they're us. For instance, we are people, we are human beings, correct? Last time I checked, I was. I'm not a robot, so we're a human being. We're men, we're females, and we're people. So we're the trees. So what is the fruit the trees are us are producing? What do you think that means? The fruit. So we've all seen apple trees, right?
Our actions.
Our actions, right? Is everybody, do you agree with that? Yeah? No? He seems pretty smart. Your sister doesn't think so, but you are correct in this case. It is our actions, right? It's the fruit is the result. It's more accurately, it's the result of our actions, right? So if we do something and something becomes of it, that's the fruit. That makes sense? Yes? No? All right. So if we walk a mile in our actions and we get tired, the fruit is us getting tired, right? It's the action, it's the produce. No, we get healthy. That's the fruit of it. Not that we get tired. Actions, not words, indicates where one's heart is. So a tree is known by its fruit, right? We identify fruit trees by what kind of fruits they produce. So if you do good things, you're going to be known for, that's a question for you guys. Huh?
Good things.
Good things. And so you're going to be known as a good person, right? Because you do good things. You will profit good things, and you will be known for those good things that come from your actions. In Galatians, so it's to the right, and it's all on the screen. Galatians 22. Heidi, do you mind reading it?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
All right, so the fruit of the Spirit. right? So if we allow the Holy Spirit to be in us, there's all kinds of fruit that people should be seeing in our lives. If we truly let the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us, you know, we're going to be doing good things, right? We're going to be seeing good fruit, and this is the fruits that come from the Holy Spirit. Yes?
What's long-suffering? Because I thought that the fruit of the Spirit was love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Long-suffering is.
Long-suffering. It could be a different translation, but long-suffering would be, for instance, is if you care, or if somebody does something bad for you, bad to you or something, long-suffering is just a way of saying that you put up with it. Or you'll forgive them for that and then forgive them for doing it again. Or, you know, if they keep on annoying you, like a little brother or a big brother or Judah, you can tell them whatever you want. You know, you put up with them. So it's your long-suffering with your family, right? With your brothers. And they could get annoying sometimes, not always, right? Maybe. So long-suffering is that. Is that that you're patient.
Yeah.
So, and it also says there will be no law with these fruits, right? Why is that? Why against such there will be no law if you have those fruits in your life? Anyone? Anyone? Well, what are all those fruits a combination of? Good. Maybe love, right? Loving other people. So we'll find out in Romans. Oh, sorry. It's to the left. Romans chapter 13, 10. Andy, would you mind reading that?
Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
All right, so love fulfills the law. And that's why those fruits of the Spirit is because they're all about love. If you love others, you'll do things, and you do things to help them, not harm them, right? And laws are all about there has to be a victim, right? So it's about going against somebody or something. So if we follow the law so you just kind of end up following the law because you love, right? All these fruits are part of love. And I want to look at one specific fruit tonight, and that is kindness. Kindness. And I, like I said before, I thought nobody here needed this lesson until all the teasing.
It was
a lovable teasing. All right. So, are you nice or are you kind? You're nice?
Yeah.
You're nice? Are you nice or kind?
That depends who it's towards.
She's honest. That's an honest answer. Nice or kind?
It's like the same answer as her.
Okay. Kathy's neither. And then... Brendan? Nice. All right. So, people are considered nice when they are polite, right? But being kind, you go out of your way to help somebody else. Not saying, so typically, nice is an adjective. We all know what an adjective is, right? We've been leaving, huh? adjective. No, it describes a noun. It describes a noun, right? Typically. And it's not, I'm not saying it's bad to be nice. It's typically a description of, it's a description, right? But kind is an adverb. So it describes a verb, and all verbs are actions, right? So it's describing our actions. Typically, like I said, they go together, so it was a tricky question, but kindness is your actions, and nice is a description of you. Proverbs 3:3-4. And there is different versions, right? We all know there's different translations of the Bible. And most of them, there's a lot of good ones out there, and there's some are just different wording. And then when they translated it from a different language, they just used a different word. It means the same thing. I like this one translation on this verse, and it's from the New American Standard. And I'll go ahead and read this. I don't know if we found it. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good rapport in the sight of God and man. Now, there's some translation where it has mercy instead of kindness. And it's mercy is kindness, if you boil it down. So it's talking about the same thing. The same word in the Greek translates mercy, kindness. But mercy is kindness because you're forgiving somebody. You're that long suffering. You're forgiving them in what they've done. So you are being kind, right? But it says, do not let kindness leave you. Meaning, always have kindness in your heart. You know, bind it around your neck. Back in the day, they would take these little boxes and put scriptures in a part of a necklace, and that's so they can meditate on it. So they're always thinking about it. So binding it around your neck is, if something was huge around your neck, you can't miss it, right? It's always, you're always going, oh, okay, be kind, right? It's having a little sign with saying, be kind. And then the tablet in your heart. You know, we all know that our brain does our thinking for them, but if you're following your heart, it's a terminology. You know, is following your heart, is, you know, having it in your heart is what you desire, what you want. In Luke chapter 10, we're a little ways. Luke chapter 10, so we're back in Luke. 29:29-30. Is it up on the screen? Brendan, can you read that for me? All right. So a certain man, right? A certain man set out from Jerusalem. So just with these few little tidbits of knowledge, we can figure out that he's Jewish, right? Because he's from Jerusalem. And he's traveling. He's traveling a 17-mile road that is well known to have robbers. You know, and lo and behold, he falls into trouble. Right? So we all caught up. So verses 31 through 33. Haley, can you read that?
Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a
All right, so we're following along, right? So this priest and a Levite. So they're fellow Jews. So they're the same nationality. And typically, the stereotypical view of these two people, there's a priest and Levites. All priests come from the Levite tribe. So would these be good guys or bad guys? Typically. Good guys, right? They're viewed as very good, upstanding guys, you know, very nice guys, right? They would be doing the right thing all the time. So these twos typically would be good guys. But what did they do? They did a bad thing, right? Because they walked on by, there's somebody hurt, and they're like, okay. Yo.
Those are the things like the not to touch, like a wounded body or like a dead body or something. Because like they would get like.
Yes. They would have sin if there was a dead body. Yeah, they can't touch legally. Then they'd have to go, and I think it was like 7 days, and they'd be unclean. Is what they said. It's unclean if you touch a dead body. But the guy's not dead, right? He's just wounded. He might have looked dead. But, and maybe they thought he was dead. You could go that route. But they still didn't check to see if he was alive or dead. They just kind of, they're on the same side of the road, and they're like, okay, I'll just go this way, right? You know, kind of sidestepping or ignoring the problem. Right? We've never done that, right? Never. Seemed like these guys had a philosophy. They had this philosophy is, do as I say, not as I do. Anybody's ever heard of that? Yes, no. It's not a good philosophy, right? Because we're known by our
actions,
right. Our fruit, our actions. We are known by our actions, right? Not just what we say. Our actions back up what we say. And then in verse 33 through 35, Cassie, can you read that?
Yeah, sure. When a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to bandage his wounds,
Two denarii.
Oh,
sorry, denarii. All right, so now we enter in, there's another guy, right? And he's a Samaritan. Now, stereotypically, what do you think this guy is viewed as? A bad guy. The Jews did not like the Samaritans, did not like them at all. They liked them just a little bit better than Gentiles, but they didn't like them. They didn't think they were any good. They hated them, right? So, however, this guy, this Samaritan, the typical bad guy in the day, did not hesitate to help. You know, what was it in it? What was in it for him? What do you think was in it for the Samaritan? Nothing, right? There was nothing. You know, he lost time. So if he's traveling and you're helping out an injured person, it's going to slow you down, right? Don't you think? It'd slow you down. You don't have the good travel walking mileage he would normally had. He had an animal, right? So he had a donkey or something, and he gave that up. So he's walking now. He gave up his comfort. And then he paid the innkeeper to make sure this certain man had everything he needed. So he lost money, lost time, comfort, and money. Yes? A denarii's, like one denarii was like one day's wage. I think, yeah. I would let you know if it's different, so I'll check on that. But yeah, I believe, yeah, that was basically like a, maybe it was a year-long wage. So it was kind of a lot of money, but he wanted to make sure this guy's good. So do you think the Samaritan got anything out of that? Nothing? Maybe. Or do you think he got a feeling of doing something good? You ever get that feeling when you do something good? It's kind of nice, right? It's kind of a good feeling. It's kind of like you want to do it again. In 36 and 37, Heidi.
So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise.
Okay. The man who showed mercy, the man who showed kindness, correct, was the true neighbor to the certain man. Who was that? We all know, right? Which man was it? Was it the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan? It was the Samaritan, right? Yeah, we're all following along. Good, I'm glad. Kindness and kindness can be overrated. Kindness can be overrated. You know, some may see it as old-fashioned. Is there something back there? Some people might see it as old-fashioned. Helping somebody when they drop something or holding a door open for them may seem small. Might be small potatoes, no big deal. Remember, it could be a big deal for the person you're helping. It might just brighten up their day. They might need that help, just that little help. I remember there was a day, and it was a little bit ago, but when my dad's health was failing, I took him out to lunch, and it was just me and him. And we were coming out, and I was struggling trying to get him in the car because he was falling, and I was catching him and everything. And I know that there was this lady what was parked near us, but she was on the phone in the car. She didn't hesitate. She stopped her phone call. She got out of the car and helped me and my dad. And I cannot tell you. I mean, I could have probably struggled through it, but I can't tell you how much that meant to me. You know, it meant the world to me to see the kindness in her that she showed me and showed my dad. You know, it makes you feel like you owe kindness. You know, there's no reason I could not do the same thing for somebody else. You know, it makes you feel that way. It's that there's no reason I shouldn't be helping out other people. And we shouldn't. We should be showing kindness to everybody. You know, I have never seen anybody say, oh, of something evil, right? When you see an evil deed. But when somebody performs an act of kindness, it's kind of natural that you're like, aw, isn't that sweet, right? Have we done that before? When you see something sweet? Yes, no, maybe so. You know, it makes you, you know, get a little dust in your eye, or maybe tear it up or something. But it makes you feel better. makes you feel like that there's good in the world, right? Or is it just me? Kind of feels good, right? And kindness may start small, but if you feed it, kindness will grow. Okay, and I have something. And we got an assistant. She's coming. And we're going to have a little experiment. Huh? All right, so. No, it's the world. See, it's a little dirty. It's a little grimy. And we have to be safe, right? So in experiments, you have to be safe. Right? So that's the world. It's a little grimy. It's a little dirty. It's a little gross, right? Just like the world. But, huh? The earth, the world, right there. Just a little bit, right there, like there. And I don't know why I can't do that with gloves. But as the world, there are, every now and then, a little color in it, right? So we'll add a little color, just to be sure. All right. And then maybe a little bit more color? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll add a little red. Oh, no. All right, and then anybody like green? Huh? No. I mean, I've only tried this once, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be perfect.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be fine. All right, so everybody has their goggles on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be fine then. You're good. See, glasses? Oh, Haley. Oh, Haley. Brendan, you might be safe, but.
Yeah, I'm a good distance.
You're a good distance. All right, so we got a little funnel, right? So we got our earth, our little colorful earth, but a little grimy, a little smelly, a little dirty. And then you got, what is this? Anybody have good eyes?
Blue stuff.
You got your kindness. It's kindness. And then what do you think is going to happen when I put my little kindness in there?
Nothing.
It'll be nice and clean because it's nice and blue and pretty. Oh. Oh, it didn't. It. It's like, okay.
That's pretty.
It's just white.
It's just white. I try to make color.
You should probably wear gloves. It's kind of acidic or something.
It's just peroxide.
Gary, you
get a gold
star
for
your volcano.
Hey. It's supposed to go bigger.
That was fun.
So, the thing is, I know you guys are nice. I know you guys do kind things. But is that the first thing you think of when something happens? Right? It's something to think about internally. So as we see is that kindness, if we do a kind act, that kind act will in turn grow and other people will do kind acts. We'll be known for kind acts. And we could change things, right? But we need to keep that bound around our neck, meaning we need to remember that. You know, that should be our first thought. You know, when we see somebody struggling, when we see somebody drop a book or a pencil at school,
you
That's so kind. You want to make sure they don't do more work than they should, right?
Yeah.
No, your first act is we should be helping them, right? We should be helping them. Correct, Haley? Right? Even if it's a brother? Even if it's a brother. If your brother is carrying five pizzas, how many people, how many pizzas should you help him carry? I'm glad you guys are thinking. You guys are awesome.
Even though I can carry them all by myself.
Okay, 12 pizzas.
Yep, they're not heavy.
All right.
50 million ukuleles.
How about 30? I'll help them with them.
Okay, you'll help them, right? Our first thought is we need to help them. We need to let kindness grow, right? We need to let kindness, even if it's Judah. Well, even though he's probably back home in Australia just, man, I wish Heidi was here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Andy, can you read that? So we're to act, we're to emulate Jesus, right? And Jesus forgave us. He showed us kindness. He showed us mercy. So we should be doing it to other people. All right? So who wants to end us in prayer?
I don't.
You don't?
And?
Brendan, can you close us in prayer?
Hi.